With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
It is Wednesday, my dudes. Wednesday, November 20th, episode 10. We're in the double digits of episodes of Correct Opinions. Today, I break down trying a vegan restaurant, my travels lately, bird scooters, why Christmas cards need to do less, and we also review a little bit of Kanye and South Dakota's on meth. Let me explain. I can explain. It's all on this episode. Correct Opinions, roll music.
Correct Opinions.
Yes, hello, hello. I am in sunny Los Angeles. The sun is shining and the stars are too. And the struggling dreams of many are wailing in the distance. That's LA. I'm here, man, in LA. Sipping a $6 juice because I think that's the vibe. A little under the weather, you know. Sometimes you just buy weird stuff. You're like, this has like vitamins in it. Maybe it'll help. Probably not. But I'll try it. Like I tried a new vegan restaurant. You know, you guys. There's this Netflix documentary out called The Game Changers. Kind of making noise in the Netflix doc world. Maybe you've heard it. It's saying like advocating for plant based diet. You got to go vegan. It'll change your life. Your cholesterol will be cut in half. You'll be Superman, basically. So I really don't believe it, but my fiance does. And I have high cholesterol. You learn things about me in this podcast. Like my cholesterol is high. I don't know what to do about that. But this documentary is saying it'll cut it in half if you go vegan. So, you know, maybe I might try it. I mean, I do phases, so I know good and well that if I do try it, it'll be short-lived. But I did try a vegan restaurant called Cafe Gratitude. My fiance took me. She said, we got to try it. Oh, it's great. Their salads are... let's hop there. Like, we're little rabbits eating our lettuce. Come on. Cafe Gratitude. I believe they have these across the country because we're going to try vegan. I haven't committed to it fully. You guys know people like that, though? They watch one documentary and, like, change their whole life? Yeah, I heard this one guy's opinion, so I decided to just uproot my whole way of living and try it. I think we need to do a little more research, but... Okay, we go to the Cafe Gratitude. Let me do a little deep dive into Cafe Gratitude for y'all. I believe it's a chain, but it's a vegan restaurant. And you walk in there, you know, the name alone, Cafe Gratitude. I mean, if we should play a new game. If you can go into a Cafe Gratitude and not spot a dreadlock, your meal's free. Let's do that promotion, Cafe Gratitude. This place gives me the heebie-jeebies, the vegan jeebies. It's now the food. It was a nice healthy meal, but everything else, you know. You look around, half the people there probably don't even have a job and they're spending $16 on a lunch. That's worrisome. It's that type. You know what I'm talking about. It's like Portland, the city of Portland has got off a bus tour and stopped here for lunch. It's that type of, and so I'm sitting there and their menu, all of the items are titled by like an adjective. Like the salads are prosperous and valued and special and gracious and precious, like that. Okay, so I'm sitting, a grown man. I like to, you know, I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a handyman. I'm a dandy man. You may have heard me say that. But, you know, it's tough to sit down and order the precious salad. I'll have the precious, I guess. And that, here's the kicker. When they deliver the food, which felt like it took a while. I'm like, just throw the vegetables in the bowl. We're not cooking anything. They bring it out, set it in front of me. And the male waiter looked me in the eyes. And he goes, you are precious. And he sets it down. What, bro? What? You're precious, man. Enjoy your meal. Do you just call me precious? You just call another grown man precious? Look, hey, say that to me again. Look me in the eye and tell me I'm precious again. I'll stuff this kale down your throat, brother. You are okay. Only thing I am is hungry, and you are annoying. Give me my salad. That I'm already. It is another experience entirely. You are prosperous. Enjoy your meal. You're a liar. You don't even know me, dude. Give me my charred avocado toast. Let me. Cashew cheese is a thing. The amount of things that are making out of these nuts is nuts. They're just making stuff up. Almond milk. They're making milk out of all of the nuts. Which. And now. These poor cows in a thriving business. Actually, they're probably pretty pumped. Cafe Gratitude. And the vegan stuff, you go into these places and it's such a ripoff because the, you know, like a, or like a separate restaurant where like it has a burger and fries for like $13 and the salad's $12. It's like, I know you're scamming me, dude. I know that I should be paying no more than like $7 for this bowl of vegetables. All you have to do is like pick it from the ground and put it in the bowl. A burger, you have to like raise the cow, feed it, slaughter it, clean it up, cut the meat. Like they're out here getting played because they're like these dummies. They come in here. They just want this. We just make it a fancy little bok choy precious salad and you'll pay $18. It's a tough time out here for vegans like me. I'm not okay. And I'm not precious either, dude. You are luminous. You are cruising for a bruisiness, dude. Do not call me luminous. I want this salad right here. And oh, the luminous salad? No, I'm not going to call it that. I want this salad in particular, the one I'm pointing to, that comes with the chickpeas and the avocado, and I'm not luminous. I don't even know what that means. What is luminous? We got to start looking this stuff up on this luminous. The definition of luminous is full of or shedding light, especially in the dark. Well, that's the only way there is light in the dark. But, man, another man calls me precious. That'll get, I mean, a vegan. If I had some more calories in my system, I would have swung at him. But it's a tough time. Tough time. But yeah, I was in New York. I posted a new video, Southerners in New York. I think some of y'all liked it, may have seen it. But you know, I was in New York. I wanted to do that video. It was just me. So you have to wing it sometimes. I was just holding my phone selfie style recording and walking down the streets of New York yelling, "Where's the casserole?" I mean, I don't care at all anymore, do I? When you're getting looks in New York City, you know you're a psycho. You realize what people do there? This guy walking around with his recording himself. "Where's the casserole?" It's like, what are you doing, man? I'm working. This is my job. Okay? This is what I do for a living, all right? Have it a little respect. Jeez. When I was in New York, stopped in one time for a quick lunch and had a $19 cocktail. Flew to LA, having an $8 juice. That's why I live in the Midwest, man. I can get a vegan meal for $12. And be precious, too. No, oh gosh, I'm letting it get to my head. I'm doing my job, man, okay? I'm yelling, "Where's my casserole?" Recording myself. I'm doing my job. I'm an honest, hardworking American. My mom texted us, me and my sister, "Hey, it's Christmas card time. What are we going to put on it?" She was just going to put a little life update. "We're doing this. Trey is," and she's like, "I don't know what to put." She's like, "Trey, I don't know what to put for you. My own son. I don't know what you do. I don't know to describe what you do to people. That sounds reasonable at all." I'm like, "Well, thanks, Mom. I don't know what." Put on there, influencer podcaster. Oh my gosh, that's You're going to get a lot of letters back saying they're praying for us. What? Is he okay? We know what to put. Budding comedian influencer at heart. We've talked about that. Put that on the Christmas card. Next to my cute little family portrait. And Trey continues to be a... And Trey... me and my husband are spent... celebrated 30 years of marriage as he continues his business, and we're enjoying empty nesting. Our youngest daughter works in HR, and our son, our one only son, is a budding comedian and an influencer at heart. We're accepting donations. I don't know, Mom, but whatever. I don't. You know those... I want to start something. The Christmas cards, dude. Christmas cards. Y'all know those people who do be doing the most with their Christmas cards? They attach like a 1,200 word double spaced report on their family goings on. It's like, who cares? Who's reading this? They're just, they send you a card of their family. Jesus is the reason for this season. And if you turn to the back, we're going to tell you why actually we are, because look at all the accomplishments. You know what I'm talking about? I need y'all to send me the worst Christmas cards you get. I don't know, the worst photos do you guys receive those? The typed letters, like updates, like extensive. Well, Jeremy has entered into his 32nd year of his own private medical practice, and our youngest son is now in medical school following his father's footsteps. Our youngest daughter got married to a guy in law school. And then 6 months later, we get a letter from the family asking to donate to their kid's mission trip. It's like, oh, look like that Christmas card backfired. I know how much you're killing it with your doctor practice. You don't need my donos. Okay? You don't need my donation, Dr. Jeremy. You messed that one up 6 months ago when you sent us the brag report. Now you're trying to get a little free funding for Timmy to spend the summer in Destin. Do less, God bless. Sorry. That's a real story. Isn't that funny? Yep. We just bought our fourth home where we enjoy spending time with our grandkids. In Napa Valley, and also if you could input, and then 6 months later, hey, help, we're going on a mission trip. No, just buy two less bottles of wine and go. I was at I think I've talked about this before, when I was like with a group in Hawaii, and we were like praying for this. They're like the, you know, the LA fires, like their Malibu house was burning. And we're like, guys, can we just, this is very sad, but as we all sit here in Maui, can we just make sure and just be there for them while they're, one of their three homes burned in Malibu? It's like, I'm just going to say this. I don't really, that doesn't bother me at all. I'm sorry. That would suck, but man, people got a lot more. Send me your worst Christmas cards. I want to see those. Send me the worst Christmas cards photos, and I want to see the full. I hope a lot of y'all get these reports, because I want to read every word of the worst ones, and we can even read them on the podcast. Ooh, please, either email me them at correctopinions@treykennedy.com, the email address, correctopinions@treykennedy.com. I can't, hold on, let me get a little more of my celery juice. That tastes like sewer water. All right, I give up. You heard me say it. I'm going to read the worst ones on the podcast. It'll be great. I won't name any names. I really won't. Speaking of cards, when I bought lunch today, you know those deals where you put the card in, and then you have to answer like a 17 question questionnaire before you just simply pay for it. That's what I love about shout out Chick-fil-A, who just, have you noticed they're the quickest card readers? You just swipe, you just click, thank you, done, walk away. I was at this place today. I was like, is this a credit or debit card? You click it. You're like, would you like cash back? No. Would you, is this amount correct? Yes. What happens when they put no on there? No, I don't. I actually don't agree with that. I'd like to kind of strike up a deal here. Yeah, I'd like to order this salad. It'll be $18. Do you agree with this amount on the thing? No, I don't. But personally, I don't. I would like to pay a lot less. Then what do? You're sitting like a stalemate with the cashier. He's like, sir, would you mind trying that again? And it just pops the same question. Are you okay with this amount? No, I'm not. No. I'm going to try that. I'll update you on how that goes. Maybe that's a loophole in the system we don't even know about. No, I'm not okay with that amount. Thank you. Why do I have to answer 95 questions before I just pay for my meal? Like, let me just swipe it and go. I don't want a receipt. When can we do away with receipts? CVS is trying to like, global warming. Think of that. Like, they're printing all those receipts has to be one of the top factors. CVS, I don't want your 3 meter long receipt, and I don't want anyone else's receipts. Definitely like 2 receipts. Some people give you 2 pieces of paper. Okay, I think I would actually like 3 copies, one personally, one for my accountant, and just a backup for my records. No one's done with doing that anymore. Stop asking if I want a receipt. I don't want to answer like a whole questionnaire when I'm just trying to buy something. Okay. How's that? I don't get it. But I'm in LA. All the nice cars, Range Rovers, people. That's why I love where I'm living in the Midwest, man. Because if anyone tries to whip around in a BMW i8, it's like, what's wrong with that person? Here, it's people will spend more on their car payment than their rent. It's like, what are you doing? People have $1 million worth of cars and live in an apartment. They're paying the little apartment. It's like, buy a modest home. You know, be responsible here. It seems reasonable. I'm going to mark this down right now. I'm never going to drive a fancy car. If I ever have the opportunity, it doesn't make sense. What's the point? I just need to get from A to B. I just need to get from here to the vegan restaurant. Gosh, dang it. By then I'm out of a car that like runs off of butterleaf lettuce or some crap. But everywhere you turn in LA, and a lot of these cities, is these bird scooters or all the scooters. You guys ever know of anyone who's had an accident on these scooters? They like have some, they're skinned up on their arm, or they're like hurt something, and they tell the story. Yeah, I just like hit a bad hole. It's like, you probably had some drinks and got on those. That's very embarrassing. Anytime someone's said that, I fully have believed like you're lying, and you were drunk driving a bird scooter, very dangerous, and that's why you fell off. But on the other hand, if you were completely sober, that's better in terms of being responsible, but still very embarrassing that you can't simply stay on that thing. You know what I mean? People are like, yeah, you ever do goofy things in like a drinking setting? It's the worst. If you're like in a bar or something and you randomly like your ankle gives out and you're like, oh, and you nearly fall down. Everyone's like, ooh, this dude's wasted. And you're like, no, I promise I've only had 1 drink. Like, no. You fall down in a bar, fall down at a music festival. And I'm like, gosh, this guy's wasted. Like, no, joke's on you. Okay. I haven't even had 1 drink. So who's the idiot? Oh, that's actually, I should lie and say that I have been drinking. I just fell down for no reason. You know what? It's kind of that potato, potato, like, which is worse? I'm so drunk that I fell down, or I fell down for no reason. Both very embarrassing things. These are just my thoughts that just go through my head day to day.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Let's talk about some stuff I've seen on Twitter recently. We got to start with, I know we've talked about it too much. Everyone has Kanye West. Recently, he went to Joel Osteen's church. If you're not familiar, Joel Osteen is a pastor in Houston, Texas. His church has like 20,000 people at it every week. Something, I don't know. It's just like, it's unbelievable. So Kanye was there. Of course he was. Because of course he was there. And there's a video that kind of went viral from around there. It's about a 2-minute video of Kanye saying what he wanted to say here at this church. So context, it's a Sunday morning. He's at this church. There's 18,000 people there or something. Listen to this. And we're a little ghetto here on the road. So I'm going to play it through this microphone. It'll be good. You'll hear it. And of course, I messed that up. Okay, here we go.
The devil stole all the good producers. The devil stole all the good musicians, all the good artists, all the good designers, all the good business people, and said, you got to come over and work for me. And now the trend, the shift is going to change. Jesus has won the victory. Now, the greatest artist that God has ever created is now working for him. I would like for everybody to be complete.
Oh, pause. Everyone, now, first of all, what? The first 30 seconds of that were complete. I don't know what. And then he goes, but the greatest artist God ever made, he's talking about himself, now works for God. And then Joel Osteen laughs and claps and the whole audience cheers. What are we doing? Is that how terrifying? When I first saw that, I was like, oh no. Oh no. Okay, here we go. Let's just keep going before we
completely silent so I can let God flow through me as I speak to you guys today. Protecting your kids from the indoctrination of the media, the thousands and thousands of images that are fed to children by the age of 6 or 7. And within those images, there are images mixed in that we don't know about as parents that are purposely mixed in to lower the kids' superpower and esteem so that they can be more susceptible to consumption and feel that they need to consume and become a part of the robotic numeric system.
What? What? To lower their superpowers so they want to be addicted to consumption and consuming of the robotic numeric system. What? You can feel the edible hitting him as he's like mid-speech. Okay, that's too far. But what is he? A couple weeks ago, I talked about like Kanye's new album, and I was like, is he Christian? Is he really not? Oh, we got it. It's like, Kanye's crazy. We can't get around that. And this, I think there's a little more to the video.
Controls
so many of the robotic numeric system that controls so much of the media. Because if there's an advertisement for a strip club, that is advertising sex trafficking, because at the end of the night, when they close up, the manager says, how much traffic do we have? So if it's a man that's going through things with his family or going through things at work and he feels he has to go there, we all end up participating, whether it's the spirits that get advertised to us all the time. Alcohol is, they call it a spirit. So we get constant advertisement for spirits.
He would have talked for 9 hours if someone didn't, you know, say, hey, we got to go to brunch, Kanye. Can we give the mic back to Joel? That is, I feel like that's what Kanye is doing. That's what he's always done. He's a brilliant, like, lyricist rapper, right? So he goes, oh, a strip club is sex trafficking because there's traffic through the doorway. It's like, okay, well, that's like clever, but those two words traffic have different meanings, and while strip clubs I'm not for, the spirit, alcohol is spirit. It's, again, like spiritual spirit and alcohol spirits, those are just the same word with two different meanings. He's just like, think about it. It's like this religion wasn't even birthed in English. These are just coincidences. Oh, I mean, you gotta love this though. I feel like that's just what Connie's. He's just trying to be clever now. He's gonna say stuff like, "That's why." Tell me why sin is the first part of the word sense, because we're out here chasing money, and it also don't make no sense. And then everyone's like, "Whoa!" And they start clapping. It's like he didn't actually say anything. Strip club is sex trafficking because the manager will ask, did we get good traffic tonight? And everyone's like, whoa. It's like, what is strip? Why'd you just start talking about strip clubs? And I feel like you're there at that church. You're just like, and someone in the crowd was like, hey, man, yeah, I've been saying this for years, man. It's like, he is just going off. I mean, it's... I saw someone's take. You have these figures like Kanye or Donald Trump. Like, are they geniuses? Is this all an accident? Are they just like so wild and over the top that they just keep like saying these things that somehow drive so much attention? I don't know. But the new album's great. And it seems very legitimate that he loves God now. And I think that's great. But maybe some might be crazy. Speaking of crazy, this was trending just like yesterday, that I guess South Dakota has a meth problem. South Dakota's on meth. And if you've ever been there, I don't know, I don't want to say it, that's probably too far, but I can see why. no, I went to the Mount Rushmore once. Beautiful. You should go to Mount Rushmore. Beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful. But to get there, like that, I drove across South Dakota and I didn't see anything. You guys also, I don't know about y'all, where's meth? How do people, like, I grew up in Oklahoma. Apparently Oklahoma has a bad meth problem, which is really, really sad. But like, isn't that crazy that I was probably within miles of, I guess, easy meth access, but I couldn't tell you, I couldn't go find it if my life depended on it. Where do these people, that's scary. It's hidden somewhere. I don't know how you get into that, but South Dakota has a meth problem and they started a new ad campaign. Let's listen to this. I saw this on Twitter. They get all sorts of. I got to do a better job keeping up in the news, because I could tell you all about the meth problem in South Dakota, but not just like actual meaningful things that I should probably know. But anyways, okay, listen to this. I messed it up again. Hold on, listen to this.
This campaign is going to be about solutions and hope, and how every single one of us in South Dakota can partner to be on meth.
One more time, one more, what?
And hope, and how every single one of us in South Dakota can partner to be on meth.
So South Dakota, oh, let's keep listening, actually, I don't.
Really, the tagline is, I'm on meth. And what it's talking about is that each one of us, no matter who we are, that we're on the case of...
They're trying to do a clever thing, like we're on, like, if someone was like, hey, Trey, we need you to send the tweet. I'd be like, I'm on it. It's like, hey, we need to stop meth. And someone in the thing was said, I'm on it. And then this is how this campaign probably started. South Dakota, the members of South Dakota met, all of them, because there's like seven. And they're like, six of the seven of us here in South Dakota are on meth. That's not good. We should reduce that. I'm sorry, South Dakota. But I guess there's a problem. It's very serious. A group of leaders said, we need to stop this. What can we do? They hired a marketing company, I guess paid like $500,000. And their creative solution was, I'm on it. Someone in the meeting was like, hey guys, we need to figure out a clever campaign. South Dakota has a meth problem. What do you think? Like, you know, and it's like, can someone handle the meth account? And someone in the meeting said, I'm on it. And then everyone paused and went, wait. And that was it. So they published all these photos of people like in South Dakota settings that said, meth, I'm on it. We just really want to partner and let people know that as South Dakotans, when it comes to meth, we are on it. We're on it. We're taking care of it. We're going to fix it. We're going to make it better. And we're going to... I'm on it. I'm on it right now. I haven't slept in five days. And we're gonna do Breaking Bad round two up here. But hey, that's the point of marketing. We're sitting here talking about it. So it worked. We don't know if it worked. Hopefully, like, they actually do fix meth problems, because that's not good, I've heard. But yeah, that concludes today. Maybe we have to move Twitter. Maybe that's a new segment. Twitter news stories with Trey. Kanye's crazy. South Dakota's on meth. We're getting it squared away. We're getting it figured out. Kanye stopped by South Dakota before he talked at the... that's too far. I'm sorry. So I've been staying in a lot of hotels, New York, LA, riding a lot of elevators. Is an elevator the most awkward place on earth? I think it might be. I even rode an elevator this morning with a group of people. We're all friends. And we stepped on the elevator. We just went... You can't talk in an elevator. Or you get in there with someone you know and there's another stranger and you're like mid-conversation, or like you're just an unspoken thing. We're going to have to pause this conversation until we get to our floor. So whenever you're on an elevator and a stranger hops on one floor and goes up one and gets off, take the stairs. Take the stairs. That's why we got to... Got a weight problem. People want to go up a elevator one floor. Come on. We got a weight problem. If you want to eat vegan, it costs $79. If you want a cheeseburger, they're basically giving out for free down the street at McDonald's. It's the issue. That's what I gotta pay $12 for a salad, or I could pay 12 cents for one of the best pieces of fried potato you can ever take. No wonder. The cheapest meal you could provide your family is just swinging through a drive-thru these days. And it tastes better. That's why you see like 4-year-olds that look like roly-polies. Did you actually roll here? It's sad. It really is. It's a whole problem. But what do we do? When these people have figured out how to engineer foods that cost like a nickel and taste amazing... Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm kidding myself. If I ever go to like a nicer dinner and I have like their scallops, I'm like, oh, this is fabulous. But deep down, I'm like, a McDouble kind of tastes better. And it was 6% the cost of this. I don't know. I don't know. I also went to like a concert with a DJ. DJs have to be up there in terms of jobs that's not really a job, you know, like, I mean, they're just up there on a laptop. They're not really doing anything. Just pressing buttons every now and then, looking up. Yeah. Holding one ear to the to the holding one ear to the headphone, just pressing buttons. Yep. And they're over there constantly spinning stuff and touching things, and the song sounds exactly the same. Have you ever paid attention to that? DJ's up there pressing button, 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 button. It's twisting that. And it's just the same Justin Bieber song playing completely the same. It's like, what settings are you changing? Nothing's happening. Do you realize? Maybe in their headphones, they're just like pressing funny noises and just like trying to entertain themselves because they're bored, because they're doing nothing. But they're back there pressing buttons. And it's just the song playing. Like I said last week, when you're trying to fix your flight and the lady behind the desk is typing the next volume of Dickens novels or something, and you're like, I just need you to change the time of my flight. Isn't that like 3 clicks? You're just changing songs every 3 minutes. Isn't that 1 to 3 clicks? What are you pressing buttons for constantly? I just need to be more educated, clearly. So I don't get it. You think of jobs, people aren't doing much. I don't know. Nannies, when the mom's already there. Sometimes those get hired. That'd be a pretty sweet gig. Lifeguards. I don't need to guard any lives when you're 4 and it's 3 feet deep and your mom's right there. If I have to go in after you, she's getting arrested. I mean, I was a lifeguard for 4 years and I got in the pool once. Just because the kid kind of looked at me like, and I just kind of jumped down and lifted him up. And he goes, thanks. And he runs off. Lifeguard number one, DJ number two. Jobs that just don't hack the system. And there's not a lot of grown man lifeguards. That's because it's very much kind of a teenager thing. But if you, I don't know, I might retire and be a 59-year-old lifeguard. I just sit up there and enjoy, get some sun, read a book. I don't know when kids need saving. At that point, there'll be some kind of app or something to lift him out of the water. I'll just be chilling. It's a great gig. Lifeguarded for 4 years. I had to get in the pool once. I started to just like text up there. It was event. Oh, no. It's probably not very good. I got so tan, I looked like, I mean, several shades darker. That's gonna come back to bite me probably. You know what I mean? Now I take care of myself. Sunscreen, chickpeas, and sadness. But this, I'll leave you with this story. I don't know, this is probably too much, but the whole eating healthy thing. I feel like every time I eat healthy, I got some issues. Okay, I'll just leave it at that. And my fiance is like, well, that's just me. It's just flushing out the bad stuff. Okay, well, what? Well, I'm going to eat bad stuff again. So this seems like a vicious cycle. Flushing out the bad. You're just making that up. I don't think this is good for me. If I'm getting flushed out so much. It's like when I made a video on like eating healthy. And I was like, no, I have a... Yeah, it gives me diarrhea, but like a good diet. It's like, I don't think there's such a thing, dude. This doesn't seem good. I'm tired of this nonsense. You guys ever pooped your pants just a little bit as an adult? There's not a lower point. There is not. I need you guys to, hey, don't go yet. Listen, I know some of y'all out there have. Don't lie to me. I need people to have my back, man. Where are my fellow poopy pants? Where's my fellow poopy pants, man? And I'll never forget. Third grade. At a big slumber party. Man, those are the days, right? Slumber party. Staying up late. Just crushing energy drinks. Little donuts. All sorts of stuff. All sorts of stuff. That came together in a tornado of disaster. Those poopy pants that night. At that age, that's everything, man. At that age, oh man, I want to end on this story, dude. Fourth grade, the little boys' room in my elementary school had like a trough-like urinal. It was similar to like where a bunch of pigs come up to get their slop. Which is a horrible idea, because what do like 8-year-olds do? Like, let's see, you can break the record and stand farthest away from it, you know. Jeez. So what happened? What was bound to happen? What was bound to happen when you have little 8-year-olds trying to do funny pee-pee tricks? Someone's going to get pee-peed on. You're looking at him. His name was Mikey. I can still smell it. That's gross. That's not really true, but I got pee-peed on. I had a poo-poo pants story and a pee-pee story. Poo-poo pee-pee. Pee-pee poo-poo. What? I had to call my parents. My dad picked me up. I mean, that was funny. He's probably like trying not to laugh. I'm sitting there like crying. Little T got TT'd on. That's what I said. That's probably not what I said, but I had to go home and change my jeans. God, kids are so weird. Little T got TT'd on. Little T got poo-pooed. Okay, I'm done with the story. That's too much. I don't know. This podcast goes weird directions sometimes, but I hope you have fun listening. I stop it here. Maybe a shorter episode because I don't have the nutrients. I don't have enough energy on my vegan lifestyle to do this. Okay, I'm done talking about that. Appreciate y'all. I'm going to have a new video soon. Podcast every Wednesday. Subscribe. Like I said, tag me in your Insta stories. That means a lot. I'll try to hit you all back. And just keep it going, man. Have a great November. Keep it crisp. They're not too crisp. Don't poop your pants, all right? Have a great week, y'all. Do less, God bless. Correct Opinions, episode 10. That's a wrap. Talk to y'all next week. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. Everything I say is the correct.